Congressman Whitman, what about the science are you concerned about? Is there science that in your view hasn't been included, or do you have a problem with what's been presented so far?
Well, the striped bass model is comparing apples and oranges. The striped bass population itself was at collapse. Minnow population is not at collapse. The Technical Advisory Committee says that it's not being overfished. It says that clearly. Now, we want to make sure we do the proper job, but to somehow suggest that you have to shut down the menhaden fishery in order to properly manage it, I think is, again, this realm of irresponsible assertions by folks that don't look at the Technical Advisory Committee recommendations. I have all in agreement. It's like, let's do a better job in gathering science for the model, whether it's looking at spawning biomass, whether it's looking at fecundity, whether it's looking at the different biomass within each of the spawning year classes. All those things, I think, are important. But to somehow say that we need to manage menhaden like striped bass, I think your guess there is just completely off base, and obviously doesn't know much about fishery science if he believes that we need to manage menhaden like striped bass. The menhaden population is not on the verge of collapse. Should we use good science to manage it? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But we want to make sure that we're doing it in a thoughtful way, and in a way, too, that realizes the economic impact on a region in this state. And we talk about jobs and the economy. Well, this is certainly about jobs and the economy. And for this region, it would be catastrophic to somehow come in and say, well, let's just go ahead and shut it down. When the science shows that it doesn't need to be shut down.
Peter Baker.